Next up on the program, the Prime Minister has hit out at the DMK in a scathing attack in Tamil Nadu, accusing the party of hate politics and of creating divisions. There was a sharp counter from MK Stalin, who said the Prime Minister's visits to the states were akin to those of a migratory bird. This on a day when the row over Kachathiva, a tiny island in the Pok Strait between India and Sri Lanka, flared up again, with the Prime Minister alleging that the Congress and the DMK had ceded the island to Sri Lanka. The impact, he said, was being felt by fisher folk in the state, who were frequently being arrested by Sri Lankan authorities with their boats being taken away.
The Kachathivu Island making a comeback on the Tamil Nadu election trail. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi, campaigning in Vellore and Coimbatore, accused the DMK and Congress of ceding the uninhabited 285-acre island to Sri Lanka and keeping the people of Tamil Nadu in the dark over the transfer.
बीते वर्षों में उस आइलैंड के पास जाने पर तमिलनाडु के हजारों मछुआरे गिरफ्तार हुए हैं। एनडीए सरकार ऐसे मछुआरों को निरंतर रिहा कराकर वापस ला रही है। डीएमके कांग्रेस सिर्फ मछुआरों के ही नहीं बल्कि देश के भी गुनहगार है।
वहां के उस द्वीप पे कोई रहता है क्या?
वो तो ये कह रहे हैं कि जो मछुआरों को द्वीप को देखकर के मछुआरों का अरेस्ट करा करके फिर छुड़ाने का ना कांग्रेस पार्टी सिंपैथी गेन करने का।
ये बेकार बातें करते हैं मोदी जी बिना सिर पैर की।
The Prime Minister also accused the DMK of indulging in family politics, corruption and an anti-Tamil culture. The Dravidian Party, he claimed, has a copyright to indulge in corruption in Tamil Nadu. Over the years, nearly 500 Indian fishermen have been shot dead by the Lankan Navy for trespassing into Lankan waters. The larger picture, with no major ally in Tamil Nadu, Modi is reaching out to the fishing community who could improve prospects for the BJP in at least 5 seats. Calling the ceding of Kachathivu a historical blunder by the Congress in 1974, the ruling DMK questions the BJP on what has it done over the last 10 years to retrieve Kachathivu. The Prime Minister's big focus on Tamil Nadu comes amid a tough battle for the BJP in the southern state. The BJP does not have any big ally in Tamil Nadu. After the AIADMK snapped ties, the party is locked in three-way battles on many seats with the DMK and the AIADMK. In the 2019 Lok Sabha polls, the BJP got 3.6% votes and won no seats in Tamil Nadu. 2 years later, in the state election, the BJP got 2.6% votes and 4 assembly seats. This election, two younger leaders, State President K. Annamalai and Union Minister of State L. Murugan, have been promoted by the BJP in the hope for better electoral gains. The big question, despite the PM's push, will the BJP make gains? With Alok Pandey, in Chennai with Suresh, Sam Daniel, Findy TV.
You know, you've been speaking about all these issues on your campaign trail, but the issue the BJP has been speaking about is Kachathivu, saying that the DMK gave it up in collusion with the Congress. How do you respond to that?
The Prime Minister has been in government for nearly 10 years. And we've raised this issue many times in Parliament and we've never got a reply, either 0 hour or a discussion or a question hour, we've never got a reply. And Prime Minister himself has never raised it all these years. Even when he went to Sri Lanka, he never spoke about it. And suddenly, after 10 years, he suddenly realizes that Kachathivu is an issue and he's speaking about it. I think it is just to divert attention from the electoral bonds and also from what's happening in the Indo-China border.
Okay, so you don't see that impacting in a constituency like Thoothukudi, which has a large fisherman population?
No, yesterday I was in those areas, and I don't think people take it as an issue. They know what he's up to.
All right, a very, very heavy political season in Tamil Nadu with the Prime Minister campaigning several times, the issue of Kachativa coming up, and so many other issues as well. The DMK hitting out saying that the Prime Minister is essentially akin to a migratory bird coming to the state only during elections. Joining us now, C.R. Keshavan of the BJP, Mohan Kumar Mangalam of the Tamil Nadu Congress, Pulla Rao, the political analyst with us as well. Mr. Keshavan, the point mentioned by the DMK is that if the Prime Minister is intent about speaking about issues of sovereignty and the fact that Kachativa is no longer a part of India, then there are larger unanswered questions on the frontier between India and China, for example. So essentially saying that there are double standards. How would you respond?
The first question is, this is a live issue. People are asking why this is coming up. You know, this is also in the manifesto of the DMK saying that they'll retrieve Kachativa. See, they have been exposed and unmasked by the foreign minister in a press conference when RTA documents came. The Congress is saying, oh, 2015, you never talked about ceding. But see, this is the latest press conference by the foreign minister, and we go with what he says. It is very clear there is a history with the Congress party that Kachativa was an integral part of independent India. And from Nehru as prime minister, who said he attaches little importance to his island, and he said he has no hesitation giving it away, and to his daughter, Indira Gandhi as prime minister, who just dismissed it when an MP from Tamil Nadu said, you know, you give so much importance to Dioga Garse, which is thousands of miles away, but Kachativa is just 14 nautical miles away. Why are we not giving it, commensurate importance? She dismissed us as a little rock. And what happened in 1974 is, Vishnu, it's like a Shakuni-like match fixing. DMK was power in the state, Congress, both of them were in alliance. And taking DMK into account, these, RTA documents are like such an expose. They say that Mr. Karunanidhi, who was then chief minister, was consulted in person by the foreign secretary who had briefed him that, Indira Gandhi was going to give this away. And he was signaling principle acceptance and said, I won't talk about this in public because it is politically not correct, but I will, make sure I'll downplay this. So it was clearly, it's not a historical blunder. Mm-hmm. It is a cold-blooded betrayal by these two parties. And now, and the irony is that the chief minister of Tamil Nadu writes 21 times to the foreign secretary and the prime minister saying, please say, Kachativa has to be retrieved. But it was his party in connivance with the Congress party which has ceded away. And this is the fundamental fountainhead, which is the problem for all the fishermen, sisters and brothers on a daily basis when they are attacked, killed, imprisoned. And that is why now it is clearly...
Let me get a response.
And who hid it?
Got it.
And one more point, Vishnu, important point. Recently, Vaiko, a part of their alliance, India alliance, he was asked, what about Kachativa? He openly said, Congress betrayed Kachativa and Tamil Nadu on all other fronts.
All right. Okay. Mr. Keshavan, I get it. Let the others also come in. Mohan Kumar Mangala, respond. It's a betrayal. I think that those were the words that he used.
Vishnu, we've been talking about this issue now for, I think, at least 2-3 weeks. It was not a part of independent India. I think Mr. Keshavan is mistaken in saying that. It has been a disputed boundary since 1921. What was ceded in 1974 was claims to it. It was, frankly, international maritime waters and a disputed boundary up till that time, up till that point. Now, relating that to the arrest of fishermen, the capture of their boats is actually incorrect, completely incorrect. Because most of the fishermen actually are getting caught from when they're going from Thoothukudi and Kanyakumari in far deeper waters on the other edge. And if you can ask any person who served as High Commissioner to Sri Lanka, they'll tell you as much. So they're conflating two issues. Third, when we gave up our rights in Kachativa, and by the way, when in 1974 the agreement was signed, it was an 8-article agreement, the fifth of which said that hitherto there will be no obstruction for people from India visiting Kachativa. And in fact, every year people go to Kachativa there because there's a church there. People come from Sri Lanka, people go from Tamil Nadu, and they have, a one-day festival there. So it's not like people were banned from going to Kachativa to begin with. There are several issues that lead to arrests. And what I want to understand, though, in the last 10 years, when Mr. Rajapakse, a man who's revered in Sri Lanka as the one who brought an end to the civil war, but is hated by all the northern, the Tamilians who lived there in the north, as well as the Tamilians in Tamil Nadu, was invited for Mr. Modi's swearing-in ceremony. He had that deep a relationship with the premier of the Sri Lanka, of the Sri Lankan country. Why couldn't he do anything to retrieve Kachativa? Why couldn't he do anything at least to put an end to this dispute? I mean, you've had 6,600 fishermen arrested since 2003, and 3,300 of them, if you want to believe that Kachativa is the reason for that, is in Mr. Modi's era. So to bring up an issue 50 years hence, and then the number of different things he talked about, saying that DMK is anti-Tamil culture. I mean, I'm not a DMK spokesperson here, but that's laughable. Frankly, DMK prides itself on promoting Tamil culture, just like Mr. Modi prides himself on promoting Sanatan Dharam and Hindu culture. So the linguistic and the regional identity promotion actually is mostly done by DMK, just like Mr. Modi does Hindutva culture. Okay. So I'm not sure where he's getting this notion from.
I just need a minute. I need a minute, Vishnu.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds.
Vishnu, Mohan is wrong because he's not telling the real facts. In 1974, they said they'll have fishing, navigation and pilgrimage rights. In 1976, they forfeited those rights. Let them answer that.
In exchange,
that.
Let me complete.
And he said, And he said, what did the Prime Minister do? In 2014, five fishermen were on death row. The Prime Minister saved them. The Congress spokesman still has not answered. Why Vaiko has called the betrayal of the Congress? Mr. Mohan had also tweeted saying, oh, Vaiko, you know, he's an opportunist and Congress shouldn't have given him a seat.
Okay, Mr. Keshavan,
I agree with that.
No. And one more thing, Mr. Chidambaram of the Congress party has also been misleading. He said in return for Kachativu, you know, they got 6 lakh people, you know, repatriated. That's a lie. That's a Sri Mavo Lal Bahadur Shastri agreement in 1964. These people want to give credit to this dynasty. So even if Lal Bahadur Shastri has done something well, they
okay,
say...
Okay, Mr. Keshavan, you made your point. Mohan wants to reply to that. One sec. The great discussion. Nobody's fighting beyond
in
the
19,
point.
In
Mohan,
1976, exclusive economic zones were demarcated. For a couple of years, in fact, Sri Lanka was allowed to fish in what is now the Wage Bank, which is 10,000 square kilometers and the richest fishing resource in this country. So when we gave away those rights around Kachativa, we certainly got a much bigger and richer area in terms of biodiversity in the Wage Bank.
Let me come to you next. Do you believe that Kachativa is not really the issue? It's something that's been brought up politically. And that what the BJP is trying to do at this stage is reach out to the fisher folk community, which is an important political constituency, or do you see this as a genuine issue of sovereignty?
Well, one thing is the Prime Minister has taught us the importance of history and diplomacy. You know, every Indian now goes back and says, you know, you don't trade away land, you have to keep your properties away. He has got. The only dangerous thing I find is we are dependent on the Indo-China border and Indo-Pakistan border. An agreement signed even before independence. The McMahon line, Indo-China, that is the contention, and China says we don't believe in that. We believe it was forced on us, forced on Tibet. So if you go deep into such an issue, all these other issues will come up. And I'm sure the Prime Minister is just going to stop there. He has raised the issue of Kachativa. He has said this is what they did. And, you know, he has stopped there. But, you know, I have to make another comment. You may, you know, you're a person who deals a lot with strategic issues and diplomacy and all that. You see, it's only 250 acres. And the sea is very shallow there. I'm not suggesting something very outrageous. If Kachativa was of such importance as, you know, what they call an island fortress or whatever we can convert or safeguard our fishermen, you can always make an island. You know, China has made 10 islands. One of them is 3,000 acres in much deeper water. You know, if the Prime Minister wants to satisfy, close this issue, he can explore all these options. I don't think Sri Lanka will say, now take it back, because they have their own national issues. And this issue is good for telling us where we have done something wrong, and we should be careful. And perhaps in future, none of these parties will raise, because the BJP has no solution, and the DMK also had a hand, somewhat, you know, they say it's an ancient hand in handing it over. So maybe this issue will be put to rest.
Are
there other options?
You know, Mr. Pullai Rao, you mentioned an important point. You spoke about Sri Lanka. And Mr. Radhakrishnan, my next question is to you. As our political parties go at each other, looking at the issue of Kachativa, we are forgetting that this is intrinsically linked to the entire equation and relationship between India and Sri Lanka. This is one of our most important partnerships. It's a partnership we value for decades for more reasons than one. And the Sri Lankans are not particularly happy about what they are seeing. Shouldn't we be putting our politics aside and thinking about where this might be leading us, particularly at a time when China is making inroads, partly in Sri Lanka itself?
Thank you for the opportunity, Vishnu. You have been in Sri Lanka, you know, many times over, and you would have heard from your own friends there as to what the reaction there is. It's not about the land. It's not about some 250 acres where nothing grows. But it's a point that a big power is again being labeled as a bully. And that, I find it is especially problematic, because we have heard the same expression being used in Maldives in a very different context. The point is that regardless of whether we have a point with Maldives or not, whether we have a problem with Moise or not, the same usage of the same phrase is being used across editorials in Sri Lanka, and that is problematic. And here I would also like to mention, yeah, when this issue came up for discussion in Parliament itself, I've written about this in detail in Frontline, the next coming up issue, July 23, 1974. Surprisingly, Vajpayee also was in the House, and he makes two observations, basically. He only says that the agreement is unconstitutional. Can they violate the Constitution is the question that he asks. But then he was in power. He was the Prime Minister later on for 6.5-7 years or so. But then he never thought it was required to rake it up, though he has had extensive contacts with all our neighbors, including the Sri Lankan Prime Minister and the President.
All right. Well, it is a fascinating issue, no doubt, and very much an internal political issue being fought. Is anybody really caring about the Sri Lankan opinion at this stage? Perhaps not, but we leave it at that. Thank you all very much for being with us.